Hey, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth, Season 5, Episode 12. Now, this was supposed to have been Episode 11, but I didn't know if we'd be able to get it out. So I released our bonus show, which was for patrons only, last week. So, welcome. I'm here. Jeff, Steph, and Ira are all here. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, great.
No. Jeff is in quarantine.
I have a dry cough.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Steph, put that vibrator away. This is not a cam show. So,
all right.
Everybody quit shuffling around.
I meant to turn that compressor off before we started.
Hey, so you might notice there's a different audio quality to this week's episode. Well, you can blame it on the COVID-19 virus, or the coronavirus, or whatever you want to call it. So that's what it is. We are doing the shows from our homes. What's that noise?
I got nothing.
All right. So you're going to have a lot of this. So we're doing the show from our homes. WSB was nice enough to lend me some equipment to do the show at home, so I got both computers going. And you're going to hear a lot of that. And you might hear in the background animals. You might hear my wife, Caitlin, watching TV or walking by. But that's just the new normal, right? We have to say the new normal?
Yeah.
I have been saying that a few times this week, actually.
Well, you have your kids at home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, new normal is I'm working at night, which is what I'm doing right now.
What do you do for a living that you can work at night?
I work in a shop where I like refinish furniture and stuff. So, I mean, I don't like being here this late, but got to do it. And I have the availability to do it. So,
you get any time to sleep?
What's that?
You get any time to sleep?
Not really. I mean, so now we're homeschooling during the day, as a lot of people are now.
Yeah.
With their kids. So, I'm homeschooling during the day, working at night, and, you know, trying to fucking get by.
Steph, what are you doing?
I'm still going to work every day, and it's getting more and more intense by the moment. People are getting ready to snap and crack.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of people there? Are there people that have said, I'm not coming in?
We've had several of those, and every day we're implementing something new. We're working towards telemedicine. That's our next thing. So I would say probably within the very near future, possibly even by Friday or Monday, we will not be open to see patients. We'll probably still have to go into work, but they will just be doing everything by Skype, unless they do what they're doing to other people and straight up ordering to stay in place. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Jeff, what are you doing?
I'm going to work like normal.
Yeah? You still have demand?
There's still only 7 people at my company, so.
Oh, okay.
That's under 10. You're good.
And until the National Guard comes in and shuts us down, I'll probably stay open.
You mean like
Tim?
Go ahead.
No, like Tim said, but you're getting orders?
Yeah.
I mean, people are still doing stuff. I mean, that's what my husband, he works for a company that does a lot of stuff like Jeff does, and people are still ordering stuff, so that's optimistic, right?
I guess so.
He said a lot of it's from the UK, though, and I thought the UK was... Or, well, I guess it isn't the epicenter, but Europe was supposed to be the epicenter of this.
Yeah, well, everywhere is the epicenter, except China. Except fucking China. So, anyway, all right, we can talk about all that bullshit. All everybody's talking about is coronavirus. It's pretty much dominating the news constantly, and of course it would. Here's the latest list of celebrities and family members of theirs who have it, and by the time you hear this, there'll probably be 10 more. Everybody in the NBA has it. Go ahead.
New York Mets.
Yeah. You know, imagine if you were an NBA player or an actor and you came down with a headache or a fever, you'd be able to get a test very quickly.
No shit.
I mean, but the test isn't very comfortable, I've heard. So I've heard
that
you don't really. No, it like they take a cotton swab and they kind of jam it up in your throat, nose, something. It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, the president was talking about that this week. It's not very fun. Okay. <well. laughs> So we, of course, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have it.
Right. How are they doing?
They're clear. They left the hospital.
Oh, they're clear. They don't have it.
Yeah. No. They're over it.
Oh, so you got to wonder how much he was paid to act like he had it to raise worldwide awareness, right?
Magic Johnson's doctor.
Oh, come on.
Talked him into it.
Yeah.
Well, AIDS is cured, so.
Yeah. Just don't hang out with Magic Johnson. Idris Elba has it. I've been watching a couple of his videos.
What did he say?
Yeah, well, he just said, yeah, I'm here, and, you know, it's terrible that so many people are suffering. He doesn't look sick, so good for him.
Right. Well, he didn't even have symptoms, right? He was just hanging out with somebody that was diagnosed with it.
Right,
but he got tested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's because this crap, it lives on surfaces. It just kind of attaches to you, and maybe you don't even have symptoms, but it just gets on you.
Yeah. We need to know more. Christopher.
Can you guys hold on for a second? My bat soup is done.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, what, did you just catch it?
Yeah, I'll hold.
Throw it in some water? Bat soup.
It would have been fine if they would have cooked it. It was because it was raw, like Tim said.
Yep. No, haven't you heard that started here in the United States? That's fake news. What?
What are the truthers saying about all this?
There's a lot of different conspiracies, and there's a lot of different podcasts you could listen to find them out. One of them you could listen to, Tinfoil Hat Podcast with Sam Tripoli. He's a comedian. You can also listen to one that's not as ridiculous, which would be Monica Perez, who used to be on WSB every Saturday. She and this guy Binkley, they do a daily podcast. It's 30 minutes. If you're gonna cough, move your head away, please. And there'll be a lot of this. People, I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like a dick. See, Jeff's got a dry cough. There's gonna be just a short period of this. I hope, you know, once we get past everything, hopefully we can go back to recording it in the studio. So it's called The Propaganda Report, and it's Monica Perez, Brad Binkley. You can find it on all your podcatchers. But don't they always say
who benefits?
Yeah,
who benefits the most? And I'm gonna say Jeff Bezos benefits the most.
Well,
no, yeah. they're not gonna sell. They're not gonna ship stuff anymore. Except
they're not.
Essential medical supplies and they're prioritizing shit. You can't just order from Amazon anymore.
You can't?
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really ordered anything since this all started, so when does that start?
This week, I think.
Really? I'm glad I got my belt.
Fuck, yeah, I ordered dog food.
And then I opened it up and it was made in China.
Well, yeah.
Nice.
Well, I wiped it down with you know, that hand sanitizer. I put some hand sanitizer on a paper towel and I wiped it off.
Yeah, well, now just your waist is going to have COVID.
And the thing that it's on everything, I don't want people to be paranoid while they're listening to this, because I think, you know, our goal here to the listeners out there eventually will be to not talk about this thing and just talk about other shit, because you want to distract it. But I mean, we're in the early stages of the craziness right now.
Yeah. Well, it is weird. It's like you don't know what to do yet. You know, I went to Ace Hardware today and I was buying stuff, and I went to the cashier, and you know, a couple of the cashiers had the gloves on, but my cashier didn't, and she's handing me my I paid cash. And we're doing this whole exchange with the hands and the cash, and I'm like, should I be touching her? Should I be touching the money? What, you know, what's going on?
Right.
I'm not, but I haven't touched money. I think at $2 I gave Caitlin the other day to tip a delivery guy.
Well, should I be doing that or no?
I don't know.
I'm living on protein bars. Like, I'm not even eating food anymore. Just like something that comes out of a package, I eat it, I live. That's basically what I'm doing.
Well, I've been getting a lot of takeout though from local businesses. Jeff, did you go to Verde?
No, I didn't make it over there.
Well, anyway, yeah, support your local businesses, because they're all fucked. And I mean, we all know a lot of people that own, you know, small restaurants and stuff. And man, it is tough for that business.
I mean, I know we're not trying to paranoia, really, but we're all fucked. I mean, it really doesn't matter what you do.
It's not if you're rich.
Well,
super rich, I mean.
It's going to hit them, too. Who's buying their shit? So, comedy podcast.
Be positive, Steph.
I keep having these dreams about this old lady in Omaha.
Yeah, me too, but it's Whoopi
like
Goldberg. It's Whoopi Goldberg, and I'm sad. Yeah. I don't want to go near her. I don't want to talk about Trump. That's right, child. Donald Trump is a dumbass. So who else? Tormund, because I can't say his last name. from Game of Thrones. Olga.
I didn't know that.
Olga Kurylenko from Quantum of Solace. Like, anyone knows who she is. Matthew Broderick's sister, Janet Broderick. Okay, we're really stretching here. And then all sorts
you,
of people.
You can't list these celebrities in the Robin Leach voice, can you?
No, I'm not going to be doing
that. You don't do Robin Leach?
No, I don't have the virus. But I can do Mark Stein talking about the Maldives. The Maldives aren't going to sink into the ocean no matter how much AOC thinks it's going to. But if that's what you're going to... You guys don't even know who that is, do you?
I don't.
He's a guy that... He fills in for Rush Limbaugh.
Klein? Yeah.
No, Mark Stein. Thank you.
Stein, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Mark Stein. Klein, yeah. If you're talking about the Maldives. So anyway, all right, let's move on. I was going to say we should probably talk about, you know, since it is apocalyptic, or at least there's the everybody's talking about that Steven Soderbergh movie, Contagion, which I've never seen. Have any of you guys seen it?
No.
It's on Netflix, I guess. So it's... I don't recommend it if you have general anxiety disorder and you're worried about this. So that's why I'm going to avoid the fuck out of that. I'm not going to watch Contagion because it's pretty much this, what's going on now.
Really? Exactly?
I don't know. At least with The Stand, you know, the point of The Stand was that the flu made your neck swell up and you got all mucousy and died. And it was a biblical plague unleashed by the United States Army or whatever. People were asking Stephen King on Twitter if this disease was like that. And he's like, no, it's a book.
He's always so matter of fact and like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Right.
Yeah, I like 50% of his tweets. A lot of times he's like a lot of other celebrities, just so obsessed with politics from a weird point of view that, you know, okay, you know, I get it. Everybody knows. Him and a bunch of other people are like, oh, the world is coming to an end. Well, you know, whatever. The Stand, the TV miniseries, I think that holds up as being a real good... It holds up, I think, that the miniseries does. And when I listen to the book or read the book, I picture everybody from that show. M-O-O-N, that spells The Stand.
M-O-O-N?
M-O-O-N, that spells Tom.
That dude from Coach.
Yeah, that dude from Coach.
I had a lady at work the other day. She goes, makes you want to read Revelations, don't it? And I'm like, no, it doesn't at all.
Not really.
I was driving.
I'm all good.
Well, I was driving through the neighborhood on the way home today, and there was a guy out in his yard with a big sign that said free prayers. And I slowed down and waved. I think that's nice. I mean, that's not something I would need or want to go for. But I thought that was nice. Anybody doing something positive or with something positive to say, I think that's important.
I want to say that most of the people that I've encountered have all been super nice. I feel like people are being extra nice right now because we don't know if this shit's going to get you. So you don't want your last, you know, behavior to be marked as a crap bag. So everybody's trying to be very decent to each other because we're all in this together, you know?
We are. We are. We're all in this.
I agree. I thought it was going to get real asshole-ish out there, but everybody's been pretty cool.
Well, it hasn't yet.
Well, not. I mean, we'll see when there really is no more toilet paper, then we're going to see the true, you know, what's really out there.
Oh, I forgot to order my koozies.
Well, I'll tell you what. You can use a koozie. You can use a koozie when you're in deep shit, or if you have to shit.
Do you have experience in using koozies to wipe your ass, sir?
I do. As a matter of fact, I told the story a couple weeks ago about how my wife Laura and I went to see a band called
Sturgill
America.
Simpson.
No. Sturgill Simpson. I wouldn't go to. I was afraid because it was right in the beginning stages of the coronavirus, and it was. I wasn't worried because it was all millennial frat boys and. All right, I went.
Weren't you worried?
I went to that show with my brother, Neil. My brother, Neil Bush. You know, he's the one that sucks and nobody likes. He's the one that got in all that legal trouble. And my dad tried to bail him out with all of his cable shenanigans. But don't worry about that. Here's I went with Laura. Laura didn't go. I went with my brother Neil, and we get there. And when I was walking in, I opened up this little package that said Laffy Taffy, and I thought, well, you know, I could use a little taffy. I have a sweet tooth. you know, I've been known. And I took that sweet. I ate the Laffy Taffy, right? I chewed it up, right? And it tasted really good. It was like being on the New Jersey boardwalk when I was a kid. And you know,
I don't see you in New Jersey.
So. I don't either.
Oh yeah, a lot of times when I was growing up, my father George H.W. Bush and my mother Barbara Bush,
yeah,
we would get in our 1978 Chevy car, and I don't know, who made the Grenada? You remember that car, the Grenada? Oh no!
Yeah, I think it was a Ford, wasn't it?
It was a Ford. Yes, it was. Yeah.
Whatever it was a hunk of shit. And so you know, I rode in the back, no seat belt. I had my little knockoff Ames brand Sony Walkman, and we would just, you know, where was I going with this? Oh yeah, we'd go down to I lose my train of thought sometimes. We'd go down.
You're in Jersey.
Yeah, we'd go to Wildwood, New
on
Jersey.
The Ford one.
Yeah, Wildwood, where they had that really scary Dracula's castle, and you'd walk by and you'd look up and he'd be standing there. It was very scary. And a lot of times, you know, they would go gamble and just let us kids run around. So there's that.
Did you hang out with Chris Christie? Was he there at the time?
He was a little kid, so I mean, he was a guy that would, you know, he wore that little page boy outfit and walk around selling those lollipops.
Well, he was probably buying an ice cream cone. Did you buy him an ice cream cone?
No, he was selling lollipops. You know those kinds that are really big that you used to see people licking on TV, but they never sold them in any store you ever went to in your life.
Yeah, those giant ones?
Yeah. I always saw those in cartoons, and I thought, I'd like to get one of those. They look really good, but, you know, you never found it at 7-Eleven or Stop and Shop or Acme.
Did he have one of those little hats with the propellers on the top?
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was.
Yeah. It's like a boardwalk hat.
Was Trump like was he like a greaser walking the beach? He's probably about a good 16, 17 right then, wasn't he?
I met Donald Trump when he was a 17-year-old bully. He wore a leather jacket and a white T-shirt, and he would bully the kids and take their money. And
was he part of the T-Bones?
He did a little shell game. Yeah, it was the T-Bones, I believe. And he did a little shell game, and he got real good at it. And he'd do the three card money, and that's how he.
What did he sound like when he was a teenager? When he was a bully as a teenager, like what kind of stuff would he say to you guys?
He'd say things like. Hey, I'm Donald Trump, and I got a shell game going over here. They called him Donnie. They called him Donnie back then. And he was a thug, and he had a switchblade, and that was frightening. That was frightening to me. You know, I hear Joe
Biden. But he probably had one of those combs in the switchblade.
I didn't stick around long enough to find out, my friend.
Give us all your saltwater taffy money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's how we got into this.
Look, buddy, I need all your money. I'm 14 years old, Donald Trump, and my voice is changing. Someday I'm going to own huge casinos, but right now I'm going to shake you down.
Teenage Trump.
You thought Joe Biden had trouble with corn pop. Can you fucking believe Donald Trump walking around the Wildwood, New Jersey with allegedly a pocket comb switchblade?
He sounds like he was a bad dude.
He was. He was probably better than corn pop. That's just because Joe Biden is a racist man. I don't say that lightly.
He does only, but he smells all hairs.
His hair does smell. I've met him. And another thing about Joe Biden is in hair is he likes to smell young. Did you guys watch that show on HBO, The Others?
Sure.
That was a good show, you know, with the guy with the weird face who became other people.
Okay, no.
The Outsider.
Okay,
Outsider.
Yeah, that one, not The Others.
Oh, yeah.
I get confused with my O shows.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I was watching that show, The Outsiders, and it made me think.
Yeah.
It made me think. Who was I talking about before I said The Others?
Trump.
Donald
Biden.
Oh yeah, Joe Biden is like the guy from The Outsiders, in that the younger the hair, the better it tastes.
It's sweeter.
Or in this case, it smells sweeter. You can watch all those.
Sweet.
I go crazy. I mean, you know, I go crazy. I say, Laura, come here and look at these videos. All these little children that he's groping them. And, I mean, it's not funny, but how come nobody's called him out on that? I mean, he's touching them in their hair and he's sniffing it and they're trying to get away from him and he's rubbing on them. I think it's nuts.
Mr. President, former Mr. President, if you had to handle what's going on right now, like, what would you say?
I'd say this virus is dangerous. I say, listen
You'd
to
probably
the
call
CDC.
It something wrong.
What?
You'd probably call it something wrong. You'd probably call it the Corid or the Cassid or something.
The coronavirus, named after that Grateful Dead song.
The Covfefe virus.
Covfefe. That's Trump. that's Donnie the Bully.
Oh, yeah.
He still scares me. Still scares me. He really does.
The Covfefe virus.
I would say that this virus, which comes from China, is bad, and you need to go into your house, and you need to wait for that $300 check that we're going to give you, and then I want you to go out and buy a TV with it, because I think spend money, and we're going to keep cutting taxes, and then I'm going to go kill a whole bunch of Arabs, and we'll have all sorts of fun. Remember the 2000s?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Hey, man, is that Bush Rock? We'll turn it up. And then the whole commercial is just a bunch of awful shit bands that you don't like Three Doors Down and
Seven Mary
Elephant. And who's that band that never made it as a wise man? That guy. All right, I'm done doing Bush.
Okay. Well, that was fun.
Thank you.
It was like taking a trip right to the Jersey Shore in the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
The time.
Yes, it was. The Omega
Man. Do you think Obama would handle this situation?
Probably a lot cooler. I don't want anybody to be afraid of that virus. And look.
Sure, bad.
Look. I don't say it. Pretty much the same.
I'd rather hear your screaming JFK, how he would.
Oh, yeah. It's a speech, JFK.
The,
you can only do the speeches.
The mic is a little too sensitive for that.
Okay, gotcha.
Maybe I'll do Bobby Kennedy. Maybe a little Bobby Kennedy. I don't know. I haven't done a Kennedy in a long time. I had a hard time.
I saw Pee Wee Herman before everything went to shit.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that. How was it? I was too scared to go to that.
Yeah, it was at
Where was it?
At the Tabernacle.
And
no
tell,
shit.
Say why you were there and what he was doing.
He showed Pee Wee's Big Adventure, and then he came out and did like a talk at the end.
All right.
And he had a microphone during the movie, so he was like inserting lines and stuff.
Oh yeah. Nice.
Like when the little fortune came out and said, "Don't leave your house today," he goes, "Oh no, coronavirus."
How does the movie hold up?
The movie holds up pretty well.
Because I haven't seen it in forever.
Especially crazy. Watching it with a big audience of his fans that know it by heart.
I still watch. I watch it like twice a year.
Really?
Yeah, like,
I haven't seen it in forever.
It's
they
so
like,
good.
Applaud when that lady that plays Miss Yvonne comes out as the nun and all kinds of stuff. And then
I train him.
he did a little talk at the end, but he's so soft spoken. He's real hard to hear. They had him cranked too.
Really?
Yeah.
How sticky were the floors?
Did they keep a good eye on him in that theater?
Yeah. There were a few empty seats though. Like the whole balcony at the Tabernacle was not filled up at all.
Yeah.
And there were a few empty seats on the floor. People that.
Well, I feel like I haven't seen anything about it. I mean, I remember seeing that they were advertising that tour, but I don't remember seeing anything about this specific Tabernacle show.
Yeah, that was maybe the second or third show on the tour, and then after that he postponed the rest of them.
Oh, shit. God, yeah. Man.
Didn't you? You had tickets to tonight while we're recording this.
Yeah, it would have been it.
Let me tell people what it is. You had tickets to see not Impractical Jokers, but what, Letterkenny?
Letterkenny live at the Center Stage.
Center Stage? That would have been awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
What kind of show were they
canceling
doing?
Canceling everything.
Yep.
What kind of show?
America's canceled.
If they hadn't canceled it, Jeff, would you still have went?
Would I still have gone? I don't. Yeah, I guess.
Really? Man, you're a daredevil.
You are a daredevil.
You're a daredevil. I'm not. Look, the whole time I was sitting there next to my brother Neil at the Sturgill Simpson show.
Oh yeah.
By the way, that wasn't just taffy. I found out later. You know, because there's this
edible taffy.
There was this virus going around. I don't know if you're aware of it. It's called Covfefe, and Covfefe 15, and it was caused by people eating Batman. Anyway, that's not funny. I heard Christian Bale is missing, and he was last seen in Wuhan. All right, that's terrible. I shouldn't try to do comedy. I'm not a stand-up comedian. I was at Sturgill.
Is that an Empire of the Sun reference?
I don't know. Where is that? New York?
No, that movie Empire of the Sun that Christian Bale was in.
Oh, I never saw that.
He was a kid. Well, it was weird because that was just on last night. And I was watching it a little bit.
That's him.
He was a sexy little boy.
That little Chinese boy was. Patrick Warburton?
No.
He got lost in China, just like you said.
So anyway, I'm sitting there next to my brother Neil Bush, and we're looking out at the crowd, right? And I'm thinking to myself, wow, this is really affecting me. I wonder what could be in this taffy. And I start seizing up, like I start getting a little anxiety. Like I'm starting to get anxiety. I'm going to panic. And then I look on the crowd. You know how at a lot of rock concerts, they have a smoke machine?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
And it floats around the crowd, and there's a light.
Yeah.
I kept thinking that was the virus. I'm like, all that shit floating around, that's a virus, and it's going to get me, and I'm going to have a heart attack, and should I start taking that statin pill that my doctor wanted me to take?
So you think the virus appears like Aurora Borealis or something?
I think so. I think it shines different colors. I'm just telling you, this weird experience I had on this taffy that was poisoned, and I hope they recall it. I was, I eventually had to keep telling myself in my head, George W. Bush, former president of the United States, who ate taffy that he didn't know had THC in it. You are high, and you are really, really high. Not as high as you used to get on cocaine, but you're high. And what you need to do is breathe and allow yourself to relax. Maybe drink a little bit of that Coke you're drinking, not get mad at the millennial kid next to you. Keeps bumping into you and spilling his beer on you. And I did all that, so. Thank you.
Is everything okay now? But then everything's straightened out.
Oh, yeah. Everything's fine now.
Where was Jeb during all this?
Jeb was, I don't know where Jeb was.
It's in Florida.
Yeah. You know that one of those Bush kids just ran for something in the state of Texas and lost, believe it or not. Well, this kid, I think he's in his late 20s or early 30s. No one will remember him, but you go back, he was on the Today Show in 2007, maybe 2008. He was a lot younger, of course. It was 12 years ago, and they got him out of bed to be on the Sunday Today Show, and he looked like he had been at a bender all night. You get me out of bed to be on your show.
It's like a frat kid.
Yeah, well, I never heard of him after that, and I saw that he was running for Congress, and I said, that guy looks like you know, that kid. He's bald now. Yeah. And so I went back and looked, and it was really cool. I mean, you can't blame it. He was a, 20-year-old frat kid, I don't blame him for that. But it was just funny to see that he was one of the first viral videos.
Viral videos, that has a whole new meaning now.
Yes, it does. Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Don't touch that video.
Yeah, don't watch those Idris Elba videos or you'll get the virus.
Right. Don't hoard videos either. Don't hoard them.
Idris Elba, since he's quarantined himself, now would be a good time for him to watch The Wire. He's never watched it.
I hate that shit. Come on, watch your own. If you're starring something, watch it.
It's not strange because you know AJ Soprano, that kid whose name I can't recall right this second. He's never watched The Sopranos.
Robert Eiler.
Yeah, Robert Eiler. He's never watched The Sopranos.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
I don't know.
Well, he did come up kind of douchey on there.
Yeah, I guess it probably makes him cringe.
He's an actor. He's playing douchey. Played douchey very well.
Hey, Rocky. Rocky's joining the show now. Izzy's leaving because she's bored. I think Sherman's
straight from the high, Rocky.
Hey, Rock.
Nothing but a low down, sticky ball.
Should we talk about shit that we watch? I haven't been watching shit because I've been at work at night.
Well, I was going to finish Robert Eiler's story. So Robert Eiler, I listened to the podcast he does with his sister from the show. I am really not remembering things right
Meadow.
Now.
Meadow.
Well, I know Meadow, but what's her real name? I can't remember.
Jamie Lynn
Sigler. Yeah, she's married to a baseball player, a former baseball player.
Very, very Jewish.
She's not married to Turtle from Entourage?
No. She's married to a baseball player. But she and Robert Eiler do a podcast together, and on it, one of the first episodes, I was listening to Robert Eiler on Pada Bing podcast talking about The Sopranos, and he said he wanted to watch it with somebody and talk about the show, but then he doesn't want to see... he doesn't want to see James Gandolfini because he was a father to him and it'd make him too sad. But
that's understandable.
Yeah, speaking of that, after this I'll shut up. But you know, all those pop-up Sopranos podcasts that have done so well, now you have two people from the show, Michael Imperioli and Bobby Bacala, doing the show.
Yeah, Steve Schrute.
Yeah, they're going to do a show together.
I've reached out to his people to try and get him come on our podcast, but I haven't heard back anything.
No, Janice.
I haven't tried Michael Imperioli. I can try giving him a try.
He's really serious. I don't think he'd be a lot of fun. He's like I'm a real serious actor.
I thought Steve Schirripa would be more fun to have on.
Yeah. Reach out to that
Get Joey Pants. I want Joey Pants.
Joey Pants is a great interview. He's fun. I've interviewed him, and he's on.
Yeah, I know.
He's a real nice guy, and just no politics. Well, I guess we can't do that either. There's a lot of people from the show that do interviews, so.
Yeah. Vince, see, I would just talk about Midnight Run the whole time, so.
Yeah, and Vince Curatola, he'd probably do it, you know. John Sacrimony. All right. Steph, you want to talk about some other stuff?
You guys all watch Westworld?
Yeah, what'd you think?
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, don't spoil it.
Well, I haven't watched any of this shit. I haven't watched Saul. I haven't watched Westworld. I haven't watched Blood Against America, but I'm going to. But you guys, just go ahead and talk about it.
Same. I haven't watched. Well, I'll agree to all of that except for Better Call Saul. Don't talk about
that. Yeah, we're not going to spoil Better Call Saul for anybody because I haven't seen it yet either.
Well, how was Westworld episode one?
Yeah, it was all right.
It's going to suck again?
Yeah, I don't know. It was well done. I don't know if I'm into it.
Not really. No, yeah.
He's like, there's like some weird thing that with Aaron Paul where he's like getting fin-dommed or something by some online dominatrix or something.
Oh, yeah?
I don't understand exactly what that's all about, but there could be more nudity involved with that.
Well,
Jesse's into weird shit, huh?
His character, he's taking care of his mother who's sick, right? And he's trying to find a job. This is Aaron Paul's character. And then he has this – they have these apps on their phone where you can commit crimes to make money. And that's all I'm going to say because Steph hasn't seen it yet. But what you're seeing is – I think you're seeing Dolores having a battle with Bernard. She's having a battle with Bernard. Bernard is trying to – stay in hiding, and Dolores wants to punish humanity. So that's where you're going to see that's what you're seeing going on. Do you get that feel, Jeff?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what's going on with the different robots that got out. But yeah, Bernard's like in hiding, and she seems like she's maybe trying to take over the company that owns Westworld, maybe.
Right, right.
I don't know what's going on with it.
Doesn't Ed Harris own that?
Yeah, he hasn't shown up yet.
No, he hasn't.
In season three.
You see some new characters. The Aaron Paul storyline was really interesting, but I couldn't help thinking of Jesse, and that's going to be his burden for the rest of his career, I imagine.
It really is. Yeah, he's not going to be able to shake that. That's going to be tough.
I mean, as much as Daniel Radcliffe has done since Harry Potter, like with that series that's on TBS, which is funny, he's always going to be Harry Potter.
Yeah, he plays some crazy characters.
That one kid that was in It, that the played the lead, the stuttering kid, the first one, I felt like they could be brothers.
Yeah.
They look a lot alike.
Yep.
With Aaron Paul, you mean?
No, with the Radcliffe.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, they both got one of those Potter faces.
Did you guys watch that Daniel Radcliffe movie that came out?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, what? Yeah, Guns Akimbo.
Guns Akimbo. Was it good?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, I want to see that.
You guys talk about something. I got to go whiz. Be right back. But stop talking.
With Akimbo.
Did you guys watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Tim's going to go take a shit.
I'll talk about Curb when I'm done pissing.
Yeah, I haven't watched this.
With the big reveal of Latte Larry's?
No, please don't tell me. No, I watched the one the week before, though.
You watched the one with the Gotta Go app?
Wait a minute. I watched the one with John Hamm.
Yeah, JB Smoove's running that Gotta Go app
where people
that can't go to the bathroom, he goes and relieves them.
So God, we could have used him right now. We could have sat in Tim's spot to take over the spot right now. It would be.
We need that right now. Has gotten any better? Because a lot of, weren't you guys like, it's been.
No, it's still good. And this week was really funny.
There was like two dippy episodes, like probably around episode 3 and 4 were okay or something, but it's been stellar the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Very funny. You got to see the one with John Hamm when he's pretending to be Larry for a role that he's going to be doing. It's great.
And he got the glasses and everything.
Yeah.
What I miss?
That was quick, Tim.
Well, yeah. I've heard that, Ira.
We were talking about the Curb before last Curb. The one with John Hamm when he's pretending to be Larry.
That one was fucking hilarious.
It was so funny. And the Gotta Go app, we were just saying that we could have used JB Smoove's app right now whenever you went to the bathroom.
Oh, that's right. That was I love how they've used him this year. Although I feel bad for Richard Lewis. I think that he can't stand, and they're propping him up like he's Floyd the Barber in the last season of Andy Griffith.
Looks sad, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't look good.
I mean, is he in bad health for real? Do we know that?
I don't think he's in bad health. He's old.
Yeah.
He's in his 70s, which I think he's...
Well, he's always kind of hunched over like that. Even when he was in his 30s, he looked like he was 80.
So did you see... Everybody saw this week's or no?
Not this week. I didn't watch it yet.
You and I are the only ones to watch this week.
Yeah, too much funny to spoil, so I'll be quiet.
Yeah, please. Well, Jeff said it was the reveal of Latte Larry's, which I can't wait for.
Yeah, it's funny.
I love the way every time he ends a conversation with somebody, blah, blah, Mocha Joe.
Yep.
I thought for sure that Larry was going to have to shit, though, at Latte Larry's, and there's no defecating at Latte Larry's allowed.
Oh. If you mess with me, I'll grab that railing and I'll squat.
What's the name of the actress who played the waitress who had diarrhea?
That girl from...
she's on that show Steph liked.
Yeah, Broad City.
Yeah.
I can't remember her.
Oh.
Alana, no.
Alana Glazer? Yeah.
No, the other one.
The other one.
I forget what her name is.
Yeah.
Abby Jacobson.
Abby Jacobson.
Yeah, she's really talented. I should watch that show. I bet I'd like it.
Broad City?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Broad City was hilarious.
What network was it on? It was Gross?
Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah, very Gross.
I like Gross.
Well, you'd be into it, but it's very Gross.
Okay, I'm glad you have such high regard for me. Let's see. I don't want to really do a lot. I'm not going to be doing a lot of production this week, by the way. So it's going to be a bare-bones show. I'll drop in our sponsors' commercials. I'll do a little bit more next time we do this. And like I said, I appreciate everybody dealing with the sound quality and sticking with us. I'm gonna, you know what? Also, I'm gonna try to do some live stuff on our YouTube page that Steph put a lot of effort into putting stuff up on. So check that out.
It's, yay!
You can just go to Radio Labyrinth page and follow it. Okay, follow our YouTube page.
Can you go live on YouTube like you can on Facebook?
I think so.
Oh no, not you, Tim. You're coughing now?
No, that was a very, very wet cough, believe me.
Shit.
You can go YouTube live. I just don't know if we can do our whole little shenanigans like we're doing with Skype.
I keep my shenanigans on OnlyFans.
But I am recording this, so I'll let you look at it. If you hate it, I won't. But if not, I'll put it on YouTube. I mean, what? People are
you
bored.
Can put it on YouTube regardless.
I'm going to look at it.
You put it on
YouTube. We look like shit.
I'll look at it.
Of course.
I kind of like this because it feels like a Blog Talk Radio show from 10 years ago.
Everybody's going to look like shit. We're all in the same boat. I can't imagine what my hair is going to look like in 2 months. My God.
Well, I was thinking about that. I was going to go to Great Clips like right before this happened, and now I'm fucked.
No, I can't get a haircut either. It's long. It's shaggy. I need everything. My eyebrows. I look like Jack Elam in Cannonball Run.
I was like 4 months from now, I'm just going to be taking a Bowie knife, I guess, and cutting it. I mean, who cares?
Like Dustin Hoffman in Little Big Man when he burns his beard off.
Right. Use a box color.
You go down there, General Custer, if you got the nerve.
Stop reminding me to go to Letterkenny. It's canceled.
Who's reminding you to go to Letterkenny?
My computer.
You're going to be late, dumbass.
Your computer don't know nothing about no pandemic.
It doesn't.
Like West Virginia don't know nothing about it.
You guys all noped out on Hunters on Amazon Prime.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
telling you, go back and watch the last. Just watch the last one.
Why?
What? I mean, how can I just watch the last one? I don't know what the fuck is going on.
You don't have to know what's going on. They kill Nazis the whole time, but the last one goes nuts at the end.
Really? So
yeah.
So I don't need to watch any of this shit, and I'll watch the last one, and I'm gonna think it's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I might do that because I don't. I think I noped.
Just watch the last one.
All right. I'll do it. I'll do it too.
Hey,
you don't need to know anything except that they kill Nazis the whole time.
All right.
All right. Hey, I want to say rest in peace to Corey Feldman's career. And And to Charlie Sheen, who that rumor's been around for a very, very long time. And the fact that Corey Feldman named him and it didn't make the news shows you how big coronavirus is.
Yeah.
And you know,
so you think Charlie Sheen started the whole coronavirus to get the heat off him?
Yeah, I did. I drink tiger blood. That's why.
Right.
Yeah.
Tiger blood is the cure.
I drink tiger blood. No, tiger blood is. Well, I thought it was a cure, and then I drank it, and then that's anyway. Yeah. But I've known about that rumor for a long time, and it's alleged that one of the people who, and this is an old allegation and a conspiracy, but that website, I don't know if you guys ever go to it, Crazy Days and Nights, which is a gossip site about celebrities.
You've talked about it.
Yeah, and there used to be a rumor that Robert Downey Jr. was one of the posters on there, and that he rescued Corey Haim from Charlie Sheen. And, you know, those, who knows? You know.
That sounds right. Sounds about right.
I buy that.
Yeah, I would buy that.
But why would Charlie... I mean, was Charlie Sheen that nutty back then? Charlie Sheen was, what, 15, 16 years old then, maybe? Or was he older?
No, he would have been in his 20s, I'd say.
He's playing a high school kid, though.
Yeah, but still.
Wow. That's nuts.
Yeah, Corey Haim, he did kind of put it out there, though.
Yeah. What, he offered it up? Get out of here. What the fuck?
He did not. I'm sorry.
Hey, you look sexy in that wheelchair, wolf boy.
It was Lucasen. Right?
I made you a hot rod. Well, I'm talking about my favorite movie with just Corey Haim in it as the kid star is the Stephen King werewolf movie.
Silver Bullet,
yeah. That was a cool movie.
Mm-hmm.
Good story, too, but I like that. It's very underrated, that film.
Yeah, some good Busey. That was pre-motorcycle crash Busey.
Yeah,
that's the good Busey.
Barbarossa Busey. DC Cab Busey.
Point Break Busey.
Yeah, that was after.
Was it?
No, maybe not.
No. Well, he never was the same after that motorcycle accident.
Was Point Break post?
I thought
that
it was.
That was pre-wreck.
Yeah, it must be pre-wreck. When did Point Break come out? 90? 91?
Something like that. $89.99 Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those.
Great movie.
Anyway,
also rest in peace to Lyle Waggoner, who we found out died today, 84 years old. If you don't know who we're talking about, he was the captain or the military pilot guy that was in Wonder Woman in the 70s. And he was also the good-looking guy that was one of the players on The Carol Burnett Show.
Yeah, Steph loved him on Carol Burnett.
I loved him on Carol. He always... I thought he was like the most handsome man. Him and James Garner on Rocky Horror Picture Show were like the epitome of masculinity to me as a child.
I follow James Garner's daughter on Twitter. She's always posting these really cool pictures of him. And then she'll post a picture of him with no shirt on. And all the old boomer ladies like, oh, he's so dreamy.
He was dreamy. Oh my God, that hair.
Yeah. He was a man's man, like a dude. And that show, mm-hmm. Rockford Files, is great. But why wouldn't it be? It's the same guy that did The Sopranos, right?
I just wish maybe we could just play the soundtrack until this virus goes away. If we just play it over and over at high volume, it'll drive it into the darkness.
The theme to the Rockford Files?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get on that. And, of course, rest in peace to Max von Sydow. Max von Sydow.
Yeah,
90 years old. The guy looked like he was 90 40 years ago. So,
well, that's what I was saying when I heard that. I was like, really? He's alive?
Yeah, I didn't.
But he's been in some recent shit though, right?
Well, he was in the Star Wars reboot.
Oh yeah,
for a very brief time, you know, at the beginning of the movie.
And he was the opposite of like Black Don't Crack.
Yeah,
right.
If you're white, you look a fright. But he, you know, I guess what do we know him from as Gen Xers? I guess first off, Flash Gordon,
Strange Brew.
Yeah, but before that, Flash Gordon.
Oh yeah,
Ming the Merciless. Yes. Yeah. And then yeah, definitely Strange Brew. there was such an evil character in that movie. But I guess even before that, I mean, the classic, The Exorcist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
that's the big one for him.
Yeah. So what a career. And but again, you know, he is a guy that I thought had died a long time ago.
Right. That's what I thought.
Oh, he played Jesus too, right? In The Greatest Story Ever Told.
Did he? Yeah.
Or Jesus of Nazareth. He was in one of those big Jesus epic films from the 50s or 60s. I never really dug those. I liked more the Roman and the Hebrew ones. Like, I look forward more to watching the Ten Commandments every year than I did watch
the Hebrews. Tim loves the Hebrews.
I thought you watched Passion of the Christ every year.
I walked out of Passion of the Christ, and I've never seen it. The reason I walked out of it was because it was, like, torture porn. And then there was a lady who brought her kid there, and the kid was giggling every time Jesus got flayed.
Oh, he's going to be a serial killer.
What? There was a 10-year-old kid laughing and giggling the whole time. His mom's like, shh.
Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. I never saw that. Jesus.
Hey, wait. Speaking of Jesus, though, did anybody watch Jesus Rolls? Because it's out there, right? It's on digital.
It is?
Oh, is it?
No, I'm telling you, I was looking at movies the other day, and it's got like 20% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I'm not hearing good things.
That sucks.
Yeah. So I think it's released digitally.
Mm-hmm. He and Bobby Cannavale and Susan Sarandon were on one of the morning TV shows this week. Yesterday, because we weren't in that studio today. So it might have been Good Morning America promoting it. But that sucks if it's terrible. What's the audience score? Is it the audience score or the critics?
That was the critics score. I was just looking at shit to rent, and I saw it, that it was up there. I was like, oof.
I'll wait for the audience score.
It might be on Amazon.
Oh, really? Well, what does it say, Jeff? Do you see, like, a Rotten Tomatoes score or something?
No, I'm not looking at Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm going to watch it anyway. All right, let's talk Let's talk about what we watched or listened to. I'm behind on a little bit of stuff, but I've listened to Gilbert's podcast this week. Not the most recent one, but last week he had Steven Van Zandt on, and that, I got to tell you, he is such he is such a cool dude. He's the best.
He
laid back in the way he talks, and you know, I saw I liked all those guys, and that's why on Sirius Radio, you know, we have that thing, and
you know, he's not Sill, and he doesn't exclusively talk about The Sopranos. He tells these great stories about meeting old time. Who's tearing stuff? Who's wrapping Christmas presents?
Like, Steph's chair is making noise.
What?
So you know, so he told some good stories about, you know, he's all over the place. And Gilbert and Frank, yeah. With, you know, Frank is the gel of that show that keeps everything moving. So I can't say enough about it. And people were complaining to me, or I saw it online, about the Eric Roberts episode, which his wife was there, but it was really a cool. Eric Roberts is an interesting interview, and he's a nice guy. You know, he's like laid back in a while. You know,
yeah.
He's from Smyrna, you know. He's,
so wait, so you listened to that whole Eric Roberts interview with him?
Yeah, yeah. It was weird with his wife being there, but.
Well, yeah, I think I texted you guys. I'm like, I can't listen to this because.
Yeah, you're the one who said it sucked.
Yeah, well, it's not that it sucked. His wife wouldn't let him talk. Gilbert would ask Eric Roberts a question. His wife would pop in and be like, "Well, Eric likes to do this."
Maybe he has some dementia. I started listening to the Monster podcast, the Sniper series. That's really good, and I like the voice. It's not that guy that started the whole thing, so that's even better. But
right.
Payne Lindsay. But that's yeah. That's a compelling podcast. I've listened to 4 episodes. And
yeah, it's good.
I'm halfway through Paradise PD, that first episode. That show, by the way, it is so perfect for Netflix, and it's good for us. And if you like crass, disgusting humor that works, that show is for you.
I can't. It's just fucking relentless with the jokes.
Yes. Yeah,
maybe they don't all land, but every episode there's been something that's had me laugh out loud.
Yeah, me too. Oh, by the way, I watched the second episode of Avenue 5, and I didn't hate it.
No, Avenue 5 was good. I don't know why you guys noped out of it. It just ended.
The whole thing was decent.
Yeah,
yeah. I didn't try it.
Steph, did you give it a second chance?
Nah, I might. I mean, who knows? I may go back to it, but nah.
The Sinner. My wife and I decided to keep going with that. Well, she liked it. I was getting bored with it, but it's not bad. I don't. I like him so much that I don't want to stop watching it. I just don't give a shit about the killer. I wish you'd just kill him and push him into the fucking East River and end it. But that's not going to happen. Slow Burn is really, really good. If you guys are into documentaries, now we're getting to the trial and stuff. So now that's when they start having people relate it to the present time. But it's still. There's these people they'll talk about that you don't know anything about. You know, I knew John Dean's name, but I had no idea that they set him up to be the fall guy. Did you?
What was this regarding on Slow Burn again? I forgot.
Watergate. Are you keeping up with that, Steph, or are you done with
right.
it?
It was Watergate.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm still keeping up with it.
Yeah, it's such a good show that talking about the – did you watch the Sam Irvin one?
I think I've missed the last episode.
There's two then. If the Sam Irvin's the Southern senator who put out records where he was talking and singing, and he became a media sensation. And this is back at a time when, you know, you had what, 4 channels? Maybe an independent.
Yeah.
If you live near a big city, you had other channels, but most people only had 4, ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS. And all of them were showing the Watergate hearings that started in committee. That's what started it all, and no one ever saw anything like that. So these people, just like today, became minor celebrities. So I think that's interesting to go back and look at. Watergate has always fascinated me. And Saturday night I watched Bruce Willis's Death Wish.
Why?
Because I'd never seen it. I wanted to see it. Dean Norris is basically Uncle Hank as a cop. He's the one trying to find out. You know, the premise of it is he's a doctor, and his wife and daughter get roughed up. His wife dies by these guys who come in and rob him. And he finds out who they are, and he just starts going out and killing people, just like the original Death Wish. But he's a doctor, not whatever Jack Kersey was. Maybe Jack Kersey.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
You did like it. Okay.
There was a lot of good death scenes.
Yeah, there were.
Some brutal death scenes, so I thought it was cool. Very vengeance.
Yeah, and short.
Filling.
Did you guys all finish watching McMillions?
Yeah, I haven't even started yet, but you can talk about it.
Yeah, I never continued with it.
Oh, man, so good.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff, why don't you go? I'm done.
Yeah, I was just McMillions is one of the other things I said finish watching Hunters. Just watch that last episode. Just to see the end, Tim, you'll get a kick out of it.
Okay.
Walking Dead. Spoiler alert.
You're still watching that?
They killed the leader of the Whisperers. Just like in the comic book.
Who's feeding back?
It's possible it's me.
Yeah, if you have your audio on, you don't need it on.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if you have playback, like if you're hearing what's coming out, you know, I don't know. Don't worry about it, Jeff. Keep going. I don't give a fuck.
How does it sound now?
That's fine. This one is going to be filled this way, and we'll get better at doing it. So I'm not worried about it at all.
And
as long as I didn't pick my nose stuff, you can put this up. Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm putting it up anyway.
Okay.
After we're done, I'm going to watch my staff pick the Bert Kreischer special hit Netflix today.
Oh,
the
sweet.
The new one. Hey, big boy.
Yeah.
I hope his tour doesn't get canceled. It's like exactly a month from now.
We're
supposed to be here at Cobb Energy Center.
When are we supposed to see Todd Barry?
That's later on, I think. Maybe in May.
All right. I don't know. Hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so.
The thing that keeps me from believing this is a conspiracy to wipe out the world is that the NFL is still going on, but nobody knows what's going on. It's funny. I get these updates every day, and like nobody gives a shit about the NFL.
Well, Tom Brady quit the Patriots today, so.
Yeah.
Look who cares now.
Yeah.
What is that? Oh, look. You're moving around the desktop.
I am. See, I'll figure this out. Next time I'll do this better.
We all will.
There we go.
I promise I'll get better.
Look at you. You're getting all fancy here.
Steph, why don't you go ahead?
Oh, mine is very brief. I watched Curb, like we said. I've pretty much been trying to cling to sanity, so I've just been binging The Office. I've just been watching The Office over and over and over. Various
American
episodes.
or English?
American.
Hey,
and
go ahead.
And just the normalcy of it, and it's soothing to me. It's calming. Like if I only had one set of DVDs to last me through the end, I would probably pick The Office just because.
Do you listen to the Office Girls podcast?
I do listen to it.
Yeah,
I really enjoy that. Yeah, in fact, a lot of times that's what I'll do is I'll watch an episode or I'll listen to one of their podcasts and then I'll go and watch that episode.
Yeah, I did that with the injury episode.
Oh, God, the injury when he puts his foot on that on the George Foreman grill. Oh, God.
That's probably my top favorite episode of The Office of all time.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm probably up there with a lot of the people. Dinner Party is probably one of my all-time favorites. I've watched it like 15 times. I can't ever see it enough.
I just looked at Ira and he's like, I don't know what that is.
Keep going. Office?
I don't know. Whatever. He just looked away and went, I don't know what that is.
I don't remember that one.
Okay.
You don't remember,
The Dinner Party. It's the other one I don't remember.
Oh, The Dinner Party, though. It's so classic.
Oh, yeah.
Steph, what about Mattis? I saw that in the notes.
Yeah, so Mattis, you know, he couldn't tell us when he was here, Officer Tappan, but Mattis is in the finale.
Sweet.
And we're recording this on Tuesday. I don't know when you're going to put this out, but the finale is tomorrow night.
Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we'll see if he won or not tomorrow night.
Okay.
But yeah, I was pretty excited. Looks like our promo did pretty well, the one that Max filmed for us.
Sweet.
You know, people really like that. So.
Yeah, don't forget to check out our YouTube page.
And I watched Knives Out. Man, I don't understand why everybody made such a big deal about that movie. I mean, it was all right. It was all right.
That always happens. Everybody goes nuts about something. And I'm like, really?
Yeah. I didn't think it was all that. And then I've been watching the second season of Kidding, thanks to my benefactor, Jeffrey Lebowski, who...
Wait, your benefactor? What did he do? Did he buy Showtime for you?
Jeff let me in on his Xfinity account.
Oh, look at you.
So I can watch it.
Because I want to watch season two now.
Oh, well, Steph's done. Maybe I'll add you.
So you're sugaring for Jeff now?
Yeah. I am just a little bit. When it comes to TV shows, you know, like he put me on the Disney Channel so I could watch Mandalorian, which was exciting. Did you see W. Earl Brown take that picture?
Yeah.
He's in the second season of Mandalorian, so that'll be cool.
Will he get killed now in the episode that he's in? I hope not, because that always happens to him.
It does seem to happen to him a lot. But anyway, that's everything I've been watching. And my stat pick this week is not going to be anything to watch. It's just going to be, not to be too serious, but if you're going to be home, and maybe you're going to be home for like, I don't know, 2-3 months, who knows, really, I'm not really sure, but if you could possibly consider fostering a dog or a cat from your local shelter, That would be my staff pick, because they are really going to be hurting bad, like real bad. They're closing the shelters. And what does that mean? They can't do adoptions, but there are still animals coming in. So what happens? There's no room for them. So this is going to be one of the saddest freaking things you've ever seen over the next couple few months if we keep the social distancing shit going. Yeah. So please, if you're going to be home...
Why can't they do adoptions?
Well, because they're social distancing. They're closing the shelters to the public, so you can't come in there.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
I guess you can't just look at a dog online and just say, yeah, I'll just take them, I guess, right?
Right. And you got to meet them and all this other stuff. But with the fostering, I know DeKalb, and they haven't closed all of them yet. They're starting. Douglas County started it. I mean, it's going to keep rolling. But I know DeKalb and Fulton, they have so many animals. They will come out to your car with the dog and all the crap that you need, and they pay for everything, or the cat. But just like, I mean, if you're going to be home for a few months, and especially a lot of us have anxiety as it is with everything that's going on, you can look at them, and they chill you right out, because they don't know what the hell's going on. I mean, you can just hug them, and they're like, yeah, I mean, what are you talking about? What's wrong?
Right.
So, anyway, that's my pick. If you would consider...
That's a good Steph pick.
Thank you, Steph.
Thank you.
I forgot, before Ira goes, I forgot to mention my staff pick this week. Have you ever heard of Guga Foods on YouTube?
No.
It's this guy. He does two different things. Now, Sean turned me on to this, Sean Gardner. They do sous vide, I think that's how you say it, where they cook.
Sous vide, yeah.
Sous vide, where they cook it in water in a plastic bag. And then he also does dry aging, and he dry ages all these different things, and it's fun to watch because he's real excited about it, and he's a positive guy, and then I think it's his brother, or it might be his cousin, I don't know, but they sit down and try everything after it's done, and it's just a fun channel to watch. The guy's real excited about what he's doing, so I recommend that. Ira, what about you, man?
Well, luckily mine's quick because I haven't been able to watch shit, but I finished up Kidding Season 1. Thank you, Steph. That is a friggin' show. I don't even know how to describe that show.
The end of that.
You gotta get on season two, man. It's so.
I will, believe me. But I mean, when you first started watching season one, were you just like, I don't think I've seen anything like this.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, at least in a long time. You
it's
know,
it's very unique. Tim, if you haven't watched it, you really gotta watch it.
I'll check out season one.
And yeah, this, and the humor in it is like humor I haven't seen in a very long time either. You know,
talk about subtle and dark.
Exactly.
It is fucking dark.
Yeah.
It's dark, but it'll also make you be like, holy shit. You know, they'll put in quick little lines right before a cut that'll crack your ass up.
Hey, when the husband and the wife were laying in the bed and they were talking about getting divorced, and she was saying, "You're gay. You're gay. You're gay. My pussy needs attention. My pussy needs attention."
Gross.
And they just cut to her daughter. Her daughter's just standing in the doorway watching
right in the hallway.
And that's from that show you're talking about?
Yes.
All right, I'll check it out. Hey, this is breaking news to us, but not to the world. By the time you hear this, you will have known this, but Tom Brady signed with the Bucks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I guess they'll be playing in, what, 2022?
Well, yeah. I look forward to watching him lose a whole shitload of games and being on his ass a lot.
I mean, why do they do this? Why couldn't you just retire a champion and go sit down? Right. Get out of here.
Montana did it. But Montana had some good years with the Chiefs, and Favre had a couple good years after he left as well. Ira, I got more. Oh. Go ahead.
Devs, you know what? So they're only releasing, I mean, you can't watch all of Devs.
Yeah, I've watched all that you can so far.
What do you think of it?
I think it's, I mean, it's not blowing me out of the water, but it's very interesting, and it's done well.
Offerman's fucking amazing.
He's amazing. And it's just cool. Like, you really want to know what the fuck is going on, you know? And, yeah, it's just kind of a surreal world that they put you in, you know?
Some kind of time travel shit going on. I don't know what it is, but...
Are you going to watch The Hunt this weekend?
You can watch it at home.
I know. You can rent
it. Can you?
Yeah, it'll be released this weekend.
Yeah, I figured they'd be doing that with a lot of shit.
Not my shit.
They're putting that Invisible Man out, too.
Really?
Chick from Mad Men.
From Mad Men. You mean The Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah.
I've heard everybody that I know that has seen that said that movie rocks. Invisible Man. That it's really good. And like, you might think from the previous, I don't know, some dumb shit. But everybody I've seen it said it's badass. Like, you're on the edge of your seat through the whole thing.
Looks good.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know that does look good. And then nobody watched Plot Against America on HBO?
I taped it. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I want to watch that. I'm going to watch the first episode. At least give it a
watch. Yeah, I
want to
watch that. And then real quick, my staff pick is, did you guys, I know I talked about it, but did you guys ever watch Babylon Berlin on Netflix?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's like a German show that I was into. I liked the first two seasons. I thought they were great. And season three just premiered on Netflix. So I'm going to start getting into that.
Cool. Thank you, Ira. So, guys, if you want to follow us on social media, you can go to Twitter. It's at @radio_labyrinth. Facebook is Radio Labyrinth. And our YouTube page, which we're going to promote a lot more, is Radio Labyrinth on YouTube. We also have a website, radiolabyrinthpodcast.com. If you would like to become a Radio Labyrinth patron, you can go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. And like I said last week, if you need to take a break because of what's going on, please, no one's going to get mad. No one will be upset. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. That's the most important thing. We'll continue to bring you content, which we're good at doing and we like to do. Right, guys?
Yeah.
That's right.
So, yeah, until we all die.
Yeah, well, whether
then
that's
you're on your own.
Whether that's now or 10 years from now or whatever, yeah.
I feel like that is self-explanatory, Jeff. You don't have to highlight our, our imminent deaths.
Oh, you guys, you got to watch Norm MacDonald.
This is making us explore different media opportunities here. Maybe we'll start doing YouTube shit and, you know, all kinds
of stuff. Well, yeah. Well, maybe I'll figure this out to where, like, this, you know, I got it looking good right here, I think.
Yeah, we'll just keep upgrading our audio equipment and then we won't ever have to leave the house. If you guys follow Norm MacDonald on Instagram or Twitter, he's been releasing some of his most recent stand-up before he was shut down, and he's doing all these COVID jokes, and they're hilarious. He goes, "Hey, you want to go back to? Everybody remember a week ago when you didn't know how you were gonna die?"
I saw him post a bit where he was like, "I just did a bunch of cocaine. What the hell is he talking about?"
Yeah, he was sniffling, and he goes, "I just did a whole bunch of cocaine. And I don't have virus."
I can taste the baby laxatives in this cocaine I was doing.
Yeah. And then he whips out his old joke. At this point, I'm more virus than host. So thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Steph. Thank you, Ira, for all jumping in, and Steph for making this work. And guys, thanks for sticking with us. We're going to make this work. And, you know, who knows? Yeah. Maybe in 2 weeks the Chinese will release that virus they have, and we'll pay the ransom, and we'll all be back to normal.
And also, try to support those local businesses.
Yeah.
Go and get takeout from your local restaurants, please.
No matter where you live, go out and, you know, make your order. Go pick it up. If they come out and they're not wearing gloves, or if they're sweating and it drips into your food, eat it anyway. It's courteous.
Or, you know, like they say, if you don't want to eat out, buy a gift card for somebody.
Yeah, true.
You know, for when all the dust settles and we can all act like humans again.
Or tell her you have a cold.
Either way.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty. But Steph's right. And hey, we only made a couple of gross jokes today. How about that?
No, too bad.
What's wrong with us?
Go ahead, Jeff.
If we keep doing this, maybe we can all get those headset microphone dealies like you got. What does that plug into?
You don't want this. You want a directional microphone in a quiet room.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is for on-air remotes. This is what the stuff I'm using is what radio stations use all over the place. So, all right, guys.
What is this Couchella? Did somebody add Couchella to the doc?
Yeah, I just put that on there. It's like a bunch of shit people are binging while they're in quarantine or social distancing.
I just saw that. Oh, that's kind of cool.
All the shows on Hulu that are good, all the shows on Disney Plus that are good, all the shows on Netflix that are good.
All right, you need to put the link to this whenever you post the show.
Yeah, we could share that stuff on social media.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, until next week, keep it canon, right?
Keep it COVID.
Keep it COVID. No, don't keep it COVID.
Don't keep it canon. COVID.
Bye.
Shoo, COVID flu. Shoo.
Great Gary the retard. All right, bye.